Are you ready for the word? Before that, why didn't you close your eyes and can we just love Jesus for a few more minutes? Jesus, we love you, Lord. Thank you for your presence that is already here. Can you begin to lift your voice and just love Jesus in your own way? Jesus, we welcome you in this place. We welcome your sweet presence. We honor you in this place. We know you're here, Jesus. We just honor you, Lord. Come and touch us in this place. We love you, Jesus. You're worthy of our worship. Come on, church, lift your voice. Lift your voice. Can you sing a new song unto Jesus? Can you just do that? Jesus, you're worthy of our worship. You're so worthy of our praise. You're worthy of all the honor. You're worthy of every part of our lives. And we love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We love you. We love you. Of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see. Can you tell him we want to see you? I want to see. See it again. Open the eyes. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted out, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy. To see you, to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Sing holy, 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 holy. We sing holy, holy, holy. You're so holy, Jesus. And I want to see. Show me your face, Lord. spread out my legs that I might stand in this holy place. Oh, show me your face, Lord, your power and grace, your power and grace. I can make it to the end if I could just see your. Can you tell him? Show me your face, Lord. Show me your face. And gird up my legs that I might stand in this holy place. Oh, show me your face, Lord, your power and grace, your power and grace. I can make it to the end if I could just see your and I worship you. Ooh, I worship you. Ooh, the reason I live is to worship you. Oh, I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. Ooh, I worship you. Can you just worship Jesus? I worship you. Ooh, the reason I live is to worship you. Jesus, we love you, we love you, we love you, Lord. We fix our eyes on you, Jesus. There is no one else like you, Lord. No one more beautiful, no one more precious than you, Jesus. And we love you, Lord. Can you begin to tell him, Jesus, you're so worthy. I love you. I love you, Jesus. I love you. You're worthy. Can we turn our eyes to Jesus this evening? We love you, Jesus. We love you. We love you. We turn our eyes, our focus, our attention only unto you, Jesus. Jesus, we thank you for your presence that is here. We know that you are here, Jesus. We acknowledge your presence. We ask you that you open the eyes of our heart that we may see you. Lord, even as we hear your word today, God, let our hearts and our eyes be only fixed on Jesus, God. More than the words that are coming out of my mouth, God, let every single one of us have an encounter with your heart and with your presence and with your eyes, Jesus. We love you, God. We love you so much, Jesus. It's all about you, Lord. It's all about you, Jesus. thank you, Father. Jesus, we commit the rest of this time with your hands. Have your will, Lord. In your precious name, we ask and we pray. And everyone said, amen, amen. You know, church, I was just preparing this whole week. I was just asking God, Lord, what do you want to speak to your people? What are you saying in this season? Right now, we are, what, 54 days away from 2024? Is it 54 or 58? 54, I think 54. I'm not sure. And we are a few days away from 2024. And just asking God, God, what do you want to speak to your people? And God just spoke to me and said one thing. I had so many things that I wanted to share. And God just said, tell my people, I want them to start trusting me again. And so I just thought through 2023 and I just remember the faithfulness of God. I said, God, you've been so faithful. You've been so good. You've been so kind throughout 2023. But yet, at the same time, as I thought about this year, I thought about every time that my trust in the Lord was tested. And there have been moments, isn't it, church, in this year, that our faith in God, our trust in God has been tested. And today, I just want to remind each and every one of us again that God is calling us to come back to trust Him again. And so I asked God, I said, Lord, you want us to trust you again. Why, God? And you know what God spoke to me and said? God said, I want you to remind my church, I want you to remind my precious people that they need to start trusting me again, because in the days leading up to 2024 and in the year 2024, God is about to release some miracles and some breakthroughs that will only happen if our hands are not involved in it. How many of you know that when we stop trusting someone, when we lose trust in someone or something, our human reaction, our natural reaction would be to assert control into the situation? When we stop trusting and we stop believing, or we stop looking at something and saying like, oh, it's too hard, the first thing that we do is we try to solve the problem and we try to do something to save the situation. But God said, if I'm going to pour out my spirit, if I'm going to bring revival, if I'm going to bring prosperity, if I'm going to bring blessing into your families, into every one of our lives, I'm going to need you to let go of your hands and to trust me again. And so today, if you forget everything that I say in this message, I want you to remember God says, trust me again. And when I think about trusting God, there's so many men and women in the Bible that have encountered so many different challenges, but yet they stayed firm and they still trusted God. And church, I don't want to take a lot of your time today. I'm only going to talk for a very short time. Actually, if I just told you that God said, trust me again, and then we can all go back already. That's all I need to tell you. But you know what? When I think about trusting God, I think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the Bible. Do you all know the story? And do you know how there was a statue that was built of the king? And they said, like, if you don't worship that statue, if you don't bow down to that statue, we're going to have to burn you in the furnace and you will die. But these three guys, they said no. You see, in Daniel chapter 3, verse 17 and 18, it says, if that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. And if you know the story, you know that they were all thrown into the furnace because the king couldn't show favoritism and he threw all of them into the furnace. But every single one of them escaped from the furnace without even a smell of smoke on their body. And what did the king see? What did the people who threw them in see? They saw a fourth man in the fire with them. But if you look back at that situation and you think properly about what happened, can you imagine the fear that they would have felt in that moment? Can you imagine the terror they would have felt that, oh no, they're going to throw us inside the furnace, we're going to burn and die, it's going to be really painful. I think it even said that a man stood in front of the furnace and he died just standing in front of that. And can you imagine the fear that would have gripped their heart in that second and in that moment? Can you imagine thinking like, oh God, like, why? What am I going to do in this moment? What if I die? What if I said, King, I won't bow down before you, but in this moment I die? Can you imagine all the doubts and the thoughts that would have been going through their mind? And yet they stood firm and they said, no, we will stand, because we trust in the God who created us. We trust in the God who has been faithful and who will always be faithful to us. How many of us throughout the years have known and seen the promises of God and have felt and experienced the faithfulness of God, and yet today in your heart you're thinking, I think in this situation I can't trust God anymore? Well, that's the very situation God wants us to trust Him in again today. That's the situation that God's going to bring breakthrough. That's the situation that God's going to bring miracles in. That's the situation that God's going to turn around. And the reason why God wants you to trust Him again is because He wants you to let go so that He can take hold of that situation. So will we be able to trust Him when our hearts are breaking in our brokenness? Will we be able to trust Him in our pain? Will we be able to trust Him when now and again fear grips our hearts because the reality is right in front of us? So what will we do, church? How will we respond? How will we respond to God today as Calvary Community Church? Because I think that every single one of us play an important role in this, because God's going to pour out His Spirit. And in order for God to do that, it would mean that we would release a little bit of control from our part. He said we would let go and allow God to take control. Can I just tell you a story? A few weeks ago, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was driving to work. And suddenly on the way to work, I felt fear just grip my heart. And all these voices started coming in my head. Hey, I don't think so, it's going to happen, man. Like, you know, God promised it, but look how long it has been. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And immediately, like, I started feeling fear in my heart. And as I began, I was scared. I was scared and I cried. I was like, God, really? And I started feeling fear in my heart. But in that moment, church, I had I could do two things. The first thing is that I could listen to those voices and allow those voices to dictate how my day was going to be or how my week was going to be. Or my second option would be to look back at the faithfulness of God and the goodness of God, and to remember how far God has brought me. And in that moment, church, do you know what I did? I refused to allow the voice of the enemy. I refused to allow fear to grip my heart. I started playing worship music. I started playing songs about the promises of God. And I started beginning to declare it. I said, I don't care in this moment how I feel. I don't care what it is that the voices in my head. I believe that God will bring His promises to pass because He said it. And He's not a man that He would lie. Nor is He a son of man that He would go back on His word. And all His promises are yes and... And in that moment, I began to worship the Lord. And as I began to worship the Lord, how many of you know that worship brings victory? Worship brings breakthrough. Worship releases joy into the atmosphere. Worship doesn't change your situation, but worship really changes your heart and the way that you would respond to God in your situation. And immediately in that moment, as I began to worship the Lord, and I began to say, God, You are so good. You are worthy of my worship, God. And because You said it, I believe that it will happen. And even if it doesn't happen, You're still good, God, because You are God. Do you know when fear starts gripping our heart, when doubt starts creeping in, the first thing we should do is we should worship. if you have not discovered the beauty and the essence of worship, I want to encourage you, church. Why do you do it? You don't have to be able to sing. You don't even have to be able to play an instrument to worship the Lord. Worship is your heart towards Him. It's like you're taking out your heart and giving it to God and saying, Lord, this is yours. Worship is surrender. Worship is, God, I cannot see everything. I can't see the whole picture, but I trust you still because you're kind and you're faithful and I've seen it. And how could I not trust you? Psalm 61 verse 2 and 3 says, from the ends of the earth I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter to me, a strong tower from my enemy. And look at verse 8. It says, so I will sing your praise forever, that I may daily perform my vows. I may sing your praise forever. Do you know when's the best time to worship God? In the moment of fear, in the moment of doubt, in the moment where everything doesn't seem like it's going the way that it's supposed to. That is the moment you're supposed to lift your voice and say, Jesus, I will praise you and I will worship you no matter what it takes, no matter how I feel. Habakkuk chapter 3, very familiar scripture. It says, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruits be on the vine, nor through the labor of the olive, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there may be no herd in the stalls, yet, everybody say yet, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, in the God of my salvation. How many of us have stopped trusting God because of the long wait, or because of doubt, or because of fear? How many of us have knowingly or unknowingly taken back our problems from God and said, it's okay, God, you take a break, I'll handle it from now on? Without us even knowing, maybe we have done that. Let me just tell you, when fear grips your heart, when you begin to worship the Lord, your heart begins to change. If anything, your eyes will be drawn more towards Him. Your heart will be drawn more towards Him. Your situation will not be as big as it seemed to be anymore. But Jesus will come and the joy of the Lord will begin to fill your heart. The presence of the Lord will surround you. Worship is powerful, church. It's powerful when we sing out a song unto God. It doesn't matter if you sing out of tune. No one's going to hear you in your car or in your room. When you begin to sing, something happens on the inside of you. When fear grips your heart, number one, you need to worship, church. You need to worship. Number two, we need to surround ourselves with people who speak life over us. You know what I did, church, on that day? When I reached work, immediately I texted my good friends. I texted Jeff, of course, he's my husband, and I texted Pastor John. I said, hey guys, like, what if this doesn't happen? What if? Like, what if I have to be okay with it? And you know what? A good friend will not say, ah, yala, I don't think so, man. Look how long it has been. Or maybe just give up, lah. I think it's okay. No, a good friend will say, no. Hey, what do you mean? Like, God promised it and God will definitely bring it to pass. Let's go back to the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Okay, think of these three guys who are good friends, who are close friends, and who the three of them decided that they will not bow down before that statue of the king. Imagine the conversation that they would have been having. One of the guys said, hey guys, what to do lah? Shall we just bow? Then in our hearts we don't bow. Then the other guy goes, no, we can't do that, man. Like, we must stay true to God. And another guy says, hey, don't worry, God will see us through. We can trust God. And then the other guy says, yes, we can trust God. Okay, we can trust God. Okay, let's do this. Let's tell the king we're not going to bow down. Can you imagine that conversation happening? Can you imagine the life that was surrounding that conversation? You know what, church? You need to surround yourself with people who speak life over you. And can I just tell you that in this church, there are so many people who can be good friends, who will speak life over you in your difficult time. And I have some good friends Jeff and I have some good friends who always speak life over us, who always declare the goodness of God in our circumstances, who are always there to say, hey, even though you don't see it, God promised it, He will bring it to pass. We cannot do life alone, church. When fear begins to grip our heart, if you worship and you still feel like, oh no, I still feel afraid, surround yourself with people who love the Lord, people who are kind, and people who speak life over you. Can I just tell you, it's not the season for us to be negative anymore. It's not. We need one another. We need to speak life over one another. Yes, I know what you see is negative. I know what you see may not be how it's supposed to be. But can you speak life over what you see? And I love how we pray for Malaysia and Johor Bahru. Now, I love how we're speaking revival over our city and over our nation. That's what our city needs. You know, for years, there was a very high crime rate in Johor Bahru. And you and me, we came to church every week. We stretched our hands and we declared that JB will be a city that has low crime. And look where it is now. God answers prayer. He's not a God that would lie. He's not a God that would listen to our prayer and just turn a deaf ear. He is not like that. It is time for us to speak life over one another. It is time for us to speak life over our neighbors. It is time for us to be able to find people that would speak life in Calvary Community Church. And if you always have negative thoughts, ask God, God, please change my thoughts. I don't want to think negative about all, everything. I want to speak life. I want to speak life into someone. I want to see the good, the potential in someone, and I want to speak life over them. I don't want to speak the situation that I see. I want to speak what God sees in the people around me. Ecclesiastes 4 verse 9 to 10. They always say this and use this for marriages and couples, but I think it's very important for friendships too. It says two is better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if one falls, another one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone. For when he falls, he has no one to help him up. This is for friendship, church. Two is better than one. Three is better than two. The more people you have speaking life over you, the more your life is going to radiate with the joy, with the confidence, with the kindness of God. And if I don't have people, if Jeff and I don't have people who are speaking life over us, I don't think that we will be this encouraged. I don't think we will be able to be here today. So when fear begins to grip your heart, surround yourself with people who will love the Lord and will speak life into you. Can we do that, church? If you feel like when you woke up in the morning, God gave you a word for someone, don't be like, nah, it's okay, I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong. Try, why not? Just text the person and say, hey, you know what? I just feel like God wants you to know that you're strong and confident and God's going to see you through today. You never know how that will help, how that will lift up someone, how that will change someone's day. If you feel it, there's the Holy Spirit inside of you. That's God trying to tell you something. Why don't we speak life over each other? Why don't we speak confidence over one? Of course, don't tell them, I God spoke to me that you're my husband or wife or all that, please. But let's speak life over one another. We need that. The third one, we need to start trusting the heart of God again. You know, see, when God begins to speak to us and gives us a promise, the first thing we look for is His hand. Okay, God, you said this, right? So like, okay, you're going to do it. And I'm so excited. In the first few months, years, we're really excited for what God going to do. And we keep looking at His hands. We keep looking at His hands, but we forget to look at His heart. You know what, church? We need to start looking at the heart of God again and not the hand of God. Sometimes if the hand of God doesn't move, we need to ask God, God, what is your heart in this situation? What are you saying? And when he says whatever his heart is saying, I believe that your heart will be encouraged. And in that moment, when you begin to see the heart of God over the situation, it may not be what you expect it to be, or it may not be what you imagine it to be, but you will have hope because you saw his heart for the situation. You see, church, God can see the whole picture. We can see parts of the picture. And when we see parts of the picture, we get discouraged. There's fear in our hearts. We say, I think I better take matters into my own hands. But God says, no, I see the whole picture. Timing is in my hands. The timing for when it's supposed to happen is in my hands. The beauty of this picture is in my hands. It's in my eyes. And what more, if you want to see the beauty of the promise that God has given you, look into his eyes. He's so kind. He's so faithful. He's so good. He would never, ever let us down. Never. And I'm telling you from experience, he will never let us down. We need to start looking into his heart again. Jeremiah 39 says, 17 and 18, but I'll deliver you in that day, says the Lord, and you shall not be given into the hand of the man who you are afraid of. For surely I'll deliver you, and you shall not fall by the sword, but your life shall be a surprise to you, because you have put your trust in me, says the Lord. No matter how it looks, church, no matter how difficult your situation is, look into his eyes. Ask him, God, what's your heart for this situation? It may all look like it's coming against you. There may be thousands of people that are coming against you. Situations that are surrounding you that seem impossible. 2023, maybe it was hard for you. But his heart and his eyes, they make everything better, church. Number one, what's number one? We need to worship. When we feel burden, when we feel fear. Number two, yes, we need to surround ourselves with people who speak life over us. Number three, we need to trust his heart instead of looking at his hand. There's a moment in our life where instead of waiting for him to do the miracle, we're just going after his heart. We're just going after him. And we forget about his hand. We forget about the miracle that's about to happen. And we just go, Jesus, you're so good. I love you. I will worship you regardless of whatever it is happening in my life. And we forget that, God, I'm worshiping you because of this. No, we don't worship God anymore because of the promise that he has given. But we worship him because he is worthy and we love him. And there's no one better than him. He's so kind and so good to us. And I pray that every one of us, that's what will happen. That our hearts will change, will transform from, God, I worship you because you're going to bless me in my business. I worship you because you gave me such good talents and abilities. I worship you because next week I got a big deal that needs to come through. We worship him, God. I worship you because you're good and you're kind and you're so holy, and I see you on the throne, and only you are worthy of everything in my life, Jesus. When we come to that place, something inside of us changes. We don't just change, our situations begin to change, the atmosphere begins to change, things begin to change, the people who come in contact with us will begin to change, everything will begin to change when we start trusting his heart again. And I began to play the song Goodness of God, and I just began to sing. Can I sing it now? I began to sing it, and I was like, all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. So, you know, no matter what happens in life, the good, the bad, whether His promises come to pass or not, whether we are waiting forever, whether we are scared, whether we are doubting, we can always trust Him. He will never, ever, ever let us down. He is that good. He is that faithful. And can I encourage you, church? Can we begin to trust God again? Whatever it may be the most impossible situation. It may not even be relevant to you right now. The doubts that are going through your mind, you're thinking that's nothing compared to what I'm feeling. It's okay. Can we trust Him again? Can we lose control and let Him take control over every situation, over our hearts, over our emotions? Can we close our eyes before I pass this time to Jeff? I want us to sing this song, and I want you to trust God again. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. Come on, tell Him. All my days I've been held in your... Come on, let every word mean it. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Can we sing that again? I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me all my days. I've been held in your hands from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God all my life, Jesus. And all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. I love your voice. So comforting, so faithful. You have led me through the fire in darkest nights. You were close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good, Jesus. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Sing all my life. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running out, it's running after me. Your goodness is running out, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running out, it's running after me. Your goodness is running out, it's running after me. Your goodness is running out, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running out, it's running after me.
Come on, we sing all my life.
And all my life you have been faithful.
Can we just stand to our feet today, church?
All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God.
You know, this is what I sense that the Lord is doing right now. I feel like there's some of you who are still in your battles. But I'm speaking to some of you that the Lord is saying today is the day that you come out of it. That today is the day that your prayers will be answered. Your prayers will be answered. And if that is you, you feel like, you know, you've been in it for so long, the Lord is answering you today. I see the Lord coming into this place. I see the bridegroom walking into this place, and he has gifts in his hands. He has gifts with your name on it. You know, and the Lord is coming to you and reaching out to you. So today, if that is you, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to lift up your hands, and I want you to receive your breakthrough from the Lord. Receive your breakthrough. He's good, church. He's good, and he's good. The message of our life is that his goodness shall be always overflowing unto us. Come on, just reach out to the Lord every place. We don't want to rush this moment today. Just receive the goodness of the Lord. He is good. He is good. Speak to every circumstances and tell it, the Lord is good. Jesus is good. Jesus is good. We're going to sing the bridge again in a while. Come on, reach out to the Lord. That's right. Reach out to the Lord. He's here. He's answering.
It's running out. It's running out to me.
That's right. Lift your voice. Tell it to your circumstances.
Your goodness is running out. It's running out to me.
With my life
laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. It's running out to me.
See your goodness.
Your goodness is running out. It's running out to me. Your goodness is running out. It's running out to me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. It's running out.
It's running out to me. We just love you, Jesus. Here he comes. Here he comes. Here he comes. Families today, Come on, if you're here with your family, I want you to hold the hands of your family right now. That's right, that's right. All across this place. All across this place. Glory, glory. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, with every breath that I am able, glory, Lord,
I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. Jesus,
sing all my life,
and all my life you have been faithful.
Yes, yes, the Lord is coming, touching families today. Brother Sam, Sister
all
Daisy, and your two child, the Lord is upon you right now.
So
it's the Lord's goodness that's coming upon you right now in the name of Jesus. That's right, receive, receive, receive the Lord. That's right, Prince, Angel, the Lord is touching you right now, along with your parents, along with Emmanuel. That's right, touch your God in the name of Jesus. Sing it again, sing it again. Glory, God, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's right. Jesus, thank you, Father.
All my life you have been so.
The Lord is saying that you are here for a reason. That you're back in JB for a reason. There's a new season, Elijah. The Lord is saying it's unfolding dimensions of your calling in the name of Jesus. Glory, glory. One last time, all my life.
And all my life you have been faithful.
Thank you, Jesus.
All my life you have been so.
He's going before you, bro. He's going before you. He's preparing the place for you. Jesus' name. Jesus, come upon him right now, God.
Oh, I'm going to see of the goodness of God.
Oh, I will see.
I'm going to see
of the goodness of God.
Oh, I'm gonna sing all the goodness of God.
We just lift our hands towards Jesus right now. Father, we thank you for your presence, God. We honor your presence, Lord. We thank you for your goodness upon the people of this church, Lord. Every single year, you never fail to show up, Lord Jesus. Every single year, you've been faithful, God. So we thank you, Father. Thank you for every one of us here, Lord Jesus. Father, as your people leave this place, God, God, I pray that it continue to walk in your goodness, God, Jesus. The Lord is saying that he's revealing the goodness, he's revealing favor in the lives of this people. Where you walk, the blessings of the Lord will overtake you. The Lord is here. There is promotion for you. There is a new job for you, for those who are asking. There is new restoration of relationships here, right for you, church. Whatever that you need, now's the good time to ask. Thank you, Father. Father, bless your people as they walk out of this place, oh God, Jesus. Lord, that they will experience your goodness in every day of their lives, oh God. That they'll be so, so filled with the goodness of the God, of the Lord, that they'll begin to overflow unto the lives of the others, oh God, Jesus. Lord, bless your people, oh God. Even as they walk out of this place, be with them. Let every desire come to pass. Every promises of the Lord, it shall come to pass. We declare it right now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and glory, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. And everyone said, amen. Can we just take 30 seconds and just give glory to the Lord in this place? You know, he's so good. The Lord is so good, amen. You know, and I want to encourage all of you to continue to walk in the goodness of the Lord. When your trust wavers, fix your eyes on Jesus. Amen, church. Amen.